Coming live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty. How do you like that? As our guide, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We also believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Our website, libertyroundtable.com. That's for the show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest. And then the nationally syndicated radio network that syndicates not only Liberty Roundtable Live, but shows around the clock on the radio, as well as podcasts and archives and live and on demand. Liberty is always center stage. LovingLiberty.net. So Liberty is always center stage for the broadcasts around the clock. That is the focus. LovingLiberty.net. We have iPhone apps and Android apps you can download. Listen to live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. You can click on the live stream. You can click on any show you want to and listen to the podcast. In other words, listen anytime, start fresh, skip around to your heart's content. That is the podcast world that we live in, and we make the broadcasts readily available at LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale, would you please, and donate liberally while you're there as well, because all the radio offerings are absolutely free. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We started out talking to the good Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the founder and president of the CSPOA. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And his goal is to create a relationship between the people and local law enforcement, especially the sheriffs. And the goal is to say, hey, you know what? People who are not in law enforcement, please stand with your sheriffs. CSPOA.org to learn more. And Sam Bushman and Richard Mack discussed in detail Ammon Bundy's case and what are we the people to do. Yeah, we talked about that most of the hour, the fact that Ammon Bundy got arrested last August in Idaho for attending the legislative sessions at the Capitol building. They claim he wasn't allowed to be there. He trespassed. He didn't wear a mask. But they didn't get him on the mask laws because you know it's not a law to wear a mask. Yeah, governor edicts are not laws, ladies and gentlemen. That's the wrong branch of government. You understand that, right? They know that it's not law, but they're trying to create these nebulous situations where, oh, the pandemic or, oh, the emergency justifies it. Well, the governor, Mr. Little, Brad Little of Idaho, literally created this emergency, extreme emergency, gotta wear a mask scenario. Really only because he was working with the Trump administration to bring down the cash, to bring home the bacon. And he literally got millions and millions of dollars for doing so without really evidence or justification whatsoever. Let's be clear about that. So Ammon Bundy was going to the state legislative body in Idaho, watching the proceedings, doing his very best to influence folks to start to call a halt to the con game, to look into the details, etc. Well, they didn't like Ammon being there, so they arrested him, said that he was trespassing. As Ammon Bundy has fought the cases going forward, strange things have emerged. They've dropped several cases, admitting they don't have a case, they can't move forward, they're all compromised. Ammon Bundy has, in the phases of discovery, found out about, you know, people giving orders to people to do certain things that there's no authority to do, eventually forcing them to admit that they think that they own, these bureaucrats think they own the state capital of Idaho, and more. And as the government gets caught with their hand in the cookie jar abusing citizens, they try to cover it up. That's where we are now. So Ammon Bundy released a case to dismiss in the court of public opinion. It was so vital, so detailed, and it's only going to get worse if they continue the discovery phase as Ammon pushes for more evidence. That's the problem. It's really hard to get evidence on these people. But as Ammon pushes for more evidence, more comes out. They don't want that. So now they've basically had the judge order that they go to mediation. But if there's trespassing, it's criminal. And if Ammon Bundy's committed a criminal act, why would he ever go to mediation? Why would they ever manipulate to try to cop a plea that way? Okay? So Ammon Bundy's saying, well, why would I do this? That's where it stands. Time will tell. Does the judge have authority to order Ammon Bundy to mediation on a criminal matter? That's something that needs to be discovered. What would be their plea? Or what would be their offer? For Ammon to admit guilt of any kind, Ammon simply will not do it. He says, I'm not guilty of anything. I did not trespass. I'm not doing that. So the debate rages on. Not only does the judge have the authority to push for or force by court mediation, I thought that you had a right to defend yourself vigorously, and I thought you were innocent until proven guilty, and even the offer to go to mediation accepted kind of hints, why are we discussing that if I didn't commit any criminal act? So the first question is, did Ammon Bundy trespass, and can you prove it? And how do you let other people stay there, and they didn't trespass, but Ammon did? How do you force clear the whole thing and the public can't attend, or Ammon can't attend? See, they're on very strange, uncovered ground here. And Ammon Bundy's not the kind of guy to let them off easy. Ammon Bundy's going to stand up and see what happens, I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, great discussion yesterday with a good Sheriff Richard Mack. We finished on this. While they're abusing Ammon Bundy, putting Ammon Bundy in jail over and over and over and over, every time he gets to go free because there's no charges against him, they drop them all because we know government's criminal and acting in bad faith. I mentioned that if they continue this, they're going to create a crisis in America, folks, because we're going to lose trust in all systems. Congress, executive, I should say legislative, executive, and judicial. But while they abuse us as the American citizens and try to take away our guns and abuse our rights at every turn, looks like the illegal immigration crisis, not only is it not bad enough, or if it's not bad enough already, I guess homeless Americans have been booted out of temporary shelters to make room for illegals, many of them who have COVID-19. So they can come into America, kick out a person that's homeless in America. Of course, you just cancel everybody's jobs due to the COVID. Then everybody goes to shelters. Then you kick out the citizens and you replace them with illegals. And anyway, I made the point that government is getting so criminal, it's hard to even keep up with it, folks. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. For hour two, we talked about Joe Biden's $2 trillion spending plan. It's billed as an infrastructure bill. The problem is it spends less than half of the money on infrastructure. Again, these people are becoming so criminal with our money, so criminal with their intent, that it's hard to do, even know how to cope, even know how to deal with these people. While they spend $2 trillion of taxpayers' money, some of it on buying and selling baby body parts and committing abortions, now they're going to go ahead and pass a $2 trillion spending bill, and less than half of it's going to be on infrastructure like they promised. I mean, it's just beyond imagination. The Biden administration, by the way, is contemplating a series of tax hikes on high-income earners and corporations that could potentially yield more than $2 trillion in government revenue over the next decade, according to Bloomberg. Can you imagine that? $2 trillion fleecing the wealthy. What that'll mean is the wealthy are just not going to be giving you as many jobs if they don't have as much money. Remember that people don't pay taxes, folks. I'm sorry, companies don't pay taxes, folks. People pay taxes. Okay? Whenever a business pays a tax, all they do is pass that tax, that line item, into their service and product. It just means everything costs more money. Don't be deceived. Don't wish for taxes for the other guy. But if you decide that you don't like the increased taxes if you're wealthy, or if you're a corporation in America after the Biden administration raises taxes, well, now the Biden administration is calling for a, quote, worldwide tax hike so U.S. companies don't leave after his corporate tax increase. In fact, he has had Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen call for a global minimum corporate tax rate, literally going to the G20 nations and pushing for increased taxes on the whole world. They say that'll stop the race to the bottom. Now, what it will really do is push for global government. What it will really do is fleece the people and give government more money to abuse the rest of us. That's what it will do. Anyway, we thought we'd bring that to your attention about Joe Biden's plan to raise taxes, not only on the U.S. citizenry, not only on corporations, but, ladies and gentlemen, not only that, but literally to raise taxes on the whole world. Can you imagine such an idea? All right, back to the border, because, again, these issues just seem to wind together in such an abusive way. Laura Logan, well-known journalist, etc., went on the Glenn Beck radio program, TheBlaze.com. Biden's border crisis is enabling the most powerful criminal organizations on the earth. Yeah, the violence of the cartels is not like anything anyone has ever seen before. They are hardcore. Yeah, she's a war correspondent for CBS News and been so for some time. She told Glenn Beck that these cartels are absolutely out of control. Their violence is just, it's not an overstatement to call these things, these criminal cartels, the most violent on the face of the earth. It's not a stretch to say that, she says. Wow, just amazing. And Joe Biden's literally letting the border leak like a sieve and letting these criminal cartels have their way with America. So much so that you replace homeless Americans with illegal aliens. Where do you go if you're kicked out of a homeless shelter, folks? Senator Mitt Romney, believe it or not, whacked out as all get out, calling for a non-traditional boycott of Beijing over the Olympics. China warns Washington not to boycott the Winter Olympics in Beijing next year. All I can tell you is this. The last thing we need to do is try to punch the bully. Okay, we have no business trying to war with China right now. Over the weekend, cybersecurity experts revealed that about 500 million Facebook users and their information were breached. A treasure trove of information was breached. Full names, birth dates, phone numbers, locations.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, that was a recap of yesterday's broadcast, talking to Richard Mack about Emma Bundy's case, talking about the criminal activity on the border by not only the illegals, the cartels, but by really Joe Biden himself as he participates in enabling these cartels. It's a sad tale to tell, but they're some of the most abusive, violent people on the planet, according to journalists and experts. There you have that. Thought I'd bring that to your attention. Without further ado, Brian Rust, Rust Quinn and Gift, RustQuinnandGift.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. All right, we'll try to get Brian back, ladies and gentlemen. Not able to hear Brian. But in the meantime, there's so much to discuss. It's amazing. Let me tell you about a case here that of interest, to say the least. I guess a federal court authorized the IRS to gather information about cryptocurrency users who would be violating tax laws, the U.S. Justice Department announced. Let me say this again. A federal court just authorized the IRS to gather information about cryptocurrency users who may be violating tax laws, the U.S. Justice Department just announced. A district of Massachusetts federal court authorized the IRS's what they call use of a John Doe summons on a company. It's Boston-based Circle Internet Financial, Inc. That's a global, quote, crypto finance company that facilitates peer-to-peer payments of traditional fiat currencies. So you got the government literally attacking this company, and it's a disaster. We're going to talk about it with Brian Rust. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. All right. Apparently, this district of Massachusetts court authorized the IRS's use of a John Doe summons. Do you know what a John Doe summons is, ladies and gentlemen? This is just crazy court stuff and the words that they always manipulate. A John Doe summons means we don't know who you are, but we're the government, don't you know? And we don't have to know who you are to literally summons you. We're going to go ahead and find out who's who in this thing by force and by discovery. If we, the people, had a John Doe summons capabilities, we could get to the bottom of the criminal activity in the swamp in about 5 seconds. Nevertheless, Circle Internet Financial Incorporated, a global crypto finance company that deals in traditional fiat currencies, exchange rates, etc., with cryptocurrencies, they're being forced to submit to what it's called a John Doe summons. That enables the IRS to gather information about a group of, quote, unidentified taxpayers who could be possibly violating tax laws. Under the summons, Circle must give the names of the Americans whom the IRS believes have not accurately reported and or paid their taxes. The IRS is specifically seeking information about U.S. taxpayers who conducted at least $20,000 in cryptocurrency transactions between 2016 and 2020. So it sounds like a lot of money at first. You go, hey, I didn't conduct $20,000. You know what? But over a four-year period of time, you're only talking about $5,000 or $6,000. Now, usually if it's under $10,000, you don't have to report on things. But now they're lowering that number in this, in my opinion, dragnet of abuse by your out-of-control, belligerent, unconstitutional arms in government, folks. All right, they say those who transact with cryptocurrencies must meet their taxpayer obligations like any other taxpayer, don't you know? Acting Assistant Attorney General David A. Hubbard of the Justice Department and his tax division said, hey, you've got to pay your taxes, folks. The Department of Justice will continue to work with the IRS to ensure that cryptocurrency users are paying their fair share of taxes. Now, a lot of Americans back in 2008 had unidentified Swiss bank accounts, and the IRS got wind of it, didn't like it, so the IRS used this John Doe summons to get at those Swiss bank accounts and find out who was doing what, right? Yeah, the IRS collected over $11.1 billion, folks, in cryptocurrencies. So even if you have a Swiss bank account back in the day, 2008, they'll hunt you down. They'll use a John Doe summons. They'll find you. They'll find your money overseas in cooperating global bank accounts, and they will basically assess your fines and, you know what, billions of dollars. Whether it's Swiss bank accounts or cryptocurrencies, the IRS is coming after you. Don't you dare think you can hide. Now, I know a lot of people are like, wait a minute, Sam, hold on. Cryptocurrencies are different, buddy. They're awesome. In the crypto world, you see, you can have a blockchain which guarantees we can see the transactions and it can't be broken or manipulated at all. Once it's set in stone, it's public and can't be manipulated. And not only that, the government can't see who submitted the information to the blockchain, Sam. So not only is it transparent as all get out, but it's protected as could be. And, well, I submit to you, and I've said this from the start, ladies and gentlemen, don't dip your toe in the crypto. And people would laugh at me and they'd be like, oh, Sam, you just don't understand the technological details behind this thing. You just don't get the technology, do you, Sam? If you did, you would understand that it's completely transparent, but at the same time, completely secretive. It completely protects you, but there's no way that the transactions can get manipulated or off track. And, well, they've lied to you, ladies and gentlemen. They've sold you the big lie. First off, to you cryptocurrency buffs, I challenge you. Who created the first cryptocurrency, at least that the world dealt with? That is Bitcoin, right? You'd say, no, Sam, that's not the first cryptocurrency. By golly, they were doing blockchain and other technologies before the cryptocurrency came. Uh-huh. Yeah, but not that the masses dealt with, right? It's kind of like I say, hey, the internet came out in the early 90s, and people would be like, oh, no, Sam, it came out in the late 60s and early 70s. I know, to the military, they worked on the perfection plan to monitor everything we do for 30-plus years before you and I, the masses, got to use it. I get all that. But for the most part, the internet came out in the 90s for the average Joe. Most folks didn't have an email address before the 90s. Okay, most people didn't know what the internet was before the 90s. The internet of all things was not here. Okay, so I get that the technologies and the pieces of the pie, ARPANET, and all this other garbage came out way earlier. I understand that. Some of that came out even before I was born in 1967. I understand completely. They had punch card internet and punch card, you know, capabilities, and, you know, before we ever came along. Okay, I go there, folks. But look, for all intents and purposes, the internet was the kickoff in the early 90s, right? For the masses. Same thing's true with the cryptocurrencies. I know there was dabblings in it before. But you know what? Cryptocurrencies, everybody said, it's awesome, Sam. It's a perfect blend of transparency and secrecy. It is the perfect. I mean, it's better than gold and silver, Sam. And I went, you guys are off your rocker. You know what? Cryptocurrencies are nothing more than a digital version of a fiat currency. Yes, there's some strengths and some weaknesses. There's some differences in its application and in its reality than other cryptocurrencies. I get it. But I'm telling you that if you believe that you have complete anonymity, but yet complete guarantee and control of your transactions, you were talking about two sides of a coin that absolutely 100% conflict. Transparency and accountability and secrecy are opposites, and they always will be. And that is the Achilles heel, if you will, of the internet, so to speak. You cannot have complete anonymity, but guarantee stability and safety and security. You cannot have those things. Anyway, and so I've told people forever, don't dip your toe in the crypto, because I'm convinced that it doesn't work, that it's not what you think it is. Now, is it bad to transact in cryptocurrencies? Not really. Well, it's no different than any other fiat money. It's not bad or evil or wrong. But if you think you're going to have this anonymity, and if you think you're going to have this guarantee, you've just been deceived. Okay? The fact is, government can hunt you down. I told you this from the start. Your transactions are not secret. They can and will get them. You say, well, wait a minute, Sam. How can they? Well, you say, well, Sam, look, this isn't, there's no central point. There's no central spot where all this is happening. And that's the lie, too. Okay? I get that it's on the internet, and I get that you can be behind firewalls, and I get that you can encrypt your connection, and I get that you can go into a cognito browser, and, you know, I get that you can do a lot of things that help increase the likelihood that the average Joe can't find you, and I think those are valuable in that sense. But if you believe the government can't find you or doesn't have subpoena power or mandated power, or what do they call this latest thing? What do they call this thing? Huh? Yeah, they call it a summons, a John Doe summons. In other words, your secrecy, we're going to mandate answers. So this Circle company is being forced to turn over all their detailed records. Hang tight.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to present a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday, including directing his Justice Department to tighten regulations on purchases of so-called ghost guns. Ghost guns are like the IKEA of guns. Anyone can buy, build without a background check, and are unregistered. The chairman of the Augusta National Golf Course, Fred Ridley, discussed the new Georgia voting law Wednesday. "I don't think that my opinion on this legislation should shape the discussion," end quote. The Masters tournament is today through Sunday with a purse of $11.5 million. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Randolph Northam's request to legalize the possession and growth of recreational marijuana starting July 1st, moving up the 2024 timeline. Virginia will be the first southern state and the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A Taliban spokesman claims insurgents targeted an airbase in southern Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Taliban spokesman claimed the attack at the Kandahar airfield was targeted with multiple missiles, causing heavy human and material losses. Not so, says Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There were no casualties, no damage, and in fact, preliminary indications are that these rounds didn't even fall inside the perimeter of the airfield.
The Taliban appear to be pushing the Biden administration to make good on a promise to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May 1st. DOD spokesman John Kirby says the attack hurts the chance for peace.
Clearly, as I said, we condemn the attack, and we believe that this decision to provoke even more violence remains disruptive to what we believe is an opportunity for peace.
Five people, including two children, were killed in a shooting in York County, North Carolina, Wednesday afternoon. Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, along with two grandchildren, ages 9 and 5, and a man working at the home, were murdered. A suspect was caught at a nearby home. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. We're experimenting with some new technology. It's really cool stuff, by the way. But hey, when you're live on the radio, glitches are too. Seem to happen on occasion, but no big deal. We're working on it. Good people doing good things everywhere. Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com. Are you with me now, sir? All right, we'll try to get Brian. In the meantime, though, this deal here is the IRS doesn't like to be shown up, folks. Do you got that? Do you understand what I'm saying? So Circle Internet Financial Inc. being forced to turn over records. A federal court authorized the IRS to gather information about cryptocurrency users that may, just could be, violating tax laws. And the reason this is so unconstitutional and so egregious, ladies and gentlemen, is they don't really know who's violating tax laws at all. Okay, because the cryptocurrencies do give you some degree, at least on the surface, of anonymity, of secrecy, of protection. But the government is saying, we don't know who's violating tax laws, but we think somebody might be. In fact, we're sure people are. We just don't know who or where or how yet. Give us subpoena power. Give us John Doe summons power. So the IRS, an unconstitutional, illegal, criminal enterprise, literally went to the Justice Department and said, give us authority to find out who. So now the Justice Department got in bed with the IRS. Now these two criminal organizations, you know, they pretend they're part of government, but they're unconstitutional as all get out. Anyway, to make a long story short, these two organizations, the IRS and the Justice Department, literally then roped this company Circle Internet Financial, Inc. into basically saying you're being forced by court order by law to give us your information. And you say, well, Sam, how does that happen? Even the company doesn't know. Yeah, they do, because in order to convert any cryptocurrency to another fiat currency, such as the U.S. dollar or the Chinese yuan or the Dutch mark or whatever, you know, currency you want to use, at some point you've got to put it somewhere. How do you have money? How do you have money that you can't put there? I don't get it. So anyway, there you have it. Very serious question. Let's see if we can bring Brian Rust in. You there, Brian?
Hey, I'm here. I made it.
Wow, it's good to hear your voice, my brother. Thank you so much. So let me give you a 30-second on this story, and then let's talk about it for a second. So basically, I've been telling everybody not to dip their toe in the cryptocurrency for quite a long time because people believe that it's magic. It's like the magic financial bullet. You've got somehow this awesome currency that the government can't touch, so it's absolutely 100% secrecy. And at the same time, don't worry, the transactions are transparent via the blockchain. So we've got the best of both worlds. We've got the holy grail of currency with some of these cryptocurrencies. And I've told people literally ever since this stuff started is it's bogus. You're being lied to. It's nothing but another fiat currency. Yes, there's pluses and minuses of the properties and capabilities of digital currency. But if you believe you have 100% anonymity, but 100% guarantee of your transactions, you have lost your mind and been deceived as all get out. And now we're finding out the truth. It turns out that the IRS got in bed with the Justice Department, Brian, and they are using what's called a John Doe summons on a Boston-based Circle Internet Financial, Inc. company. And Circle Internet Financial, Inc. basically helps people take their cryptocurrencies and convert them back and forth between that and other fiat currencies. And now the government's literally forcing this Circle group to give all their records to the IRS, Justice Department mandating it through the courts, to where everybody's going to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. So anybody between 2016 and 2020 who has done at least $20,000 of transactions, they're literally on a witch hunt. They're going to expose them all and then make you pay your fair share, Brian. You want to start there, sir?
Yeah, I think if you look at cryptocurrency, I think there's people making money. It's just like regular stocks, right? You have this out here, you buy this at a certain price, it goes to a certain other price, and you decide to sell. It's just like that. I mean, you know, it's floating out there, I guess, is the deal. But I know a lot of people when they first got into this and bought it at $1 or 50 cents or whatever it was, and then it took off like mad. They sold out tremendous amounts. They bought homes. They paid. But at that point, they were registered to the fact of, okay, well, their capital gains on this from $1.50 to $1. And now we just sold it at $500 or $5,000 or whatever it was. And we made tons of money. Yeah. They were taxing these people saying, yeah, you're going to come back and pay us. And so at that point, I thought, okay, well, that's just like a regular stock. You make, you know, I have Apple stock. I paid it $5 and I sold it at $500. I'm going to pay capital gains. And so, and that's kind of where they are, you know, but there again, you don't have it. You don't see it. There's people that have lost it and it's out there floating somewhere that anyway, that's kind of the market, I think, of that currency.
So now the IRS sent letters to more than 10,000 taxpayers saying, hey, are you using cryptocurrency? So it's very interesting. They're talking about the full range of cryptocurrency use on tax returns. So on 2020 tax returns, that's the first year they've done this, the IRS asks taxpayers whether you received, sold, sent, or exchanged cryptocurrencies, Brian. They're getting after it, buddy, as Uncle Sam goes after the cryptocurrency folks. And I warned everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they're if they felt like, well, they can't get us, they don't know who we are, what we are. Well, someone filled out some kind of form, or you had to get in there to buy something, and they had to have your, you know, you had to. Anyway, maybe you're part of that blockchain. You're a dot on the chain or something. I don't know, but somebody's gonna. They've already filed for people to pay on all the money they sold, and yeah, it's evidence.
Hey, Kurt, you want to chime in on this one? What do you think, man? The IRS going after the cryptocurrency folks.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, all about this. I, you know, listened to what you were saying on the story. It looks like, as you, you know, mentioned, just you expect this thing, the crypto, is going to be supposed to be all quiet and on the down low, and then, you know, hey, surprise, everybody knows about it. You know, I was just looking at what you were saying about some of the Circle guys. I guess the Business Insider boys have this headline: the IRS is targeting Kraken and Circle users it thinks are avoiding taxes on crypto trades. So, you know, I guess this is all, well, just like you say, the chickens are coming home to roost, I guess would be the term, huh?
And it's a sad tale to tell, ladies and gentlemen. However, the reason that I knew this was going to come, because look, the IRS right now, until you stop the criminal enterprise known as the IRS, they're going to get their hands on every piece of every information they can to make they're at the center of your life. They're not really interested in the dollars, even though they got $11+ billion. When they went to the Swiss bank accounts of people back in 2008. Okay, so it doesn't matter how you hide your money. They will hunt you down. They will find you. And this is what's interesting. Everybody told you that, oh, don't worry, the cryptocurrencies, no one can know what you're doing, buddy. They can't know who you are and what you're doing. And now that lie's been exposed, huh, Kurt?
Well, it looks like it, Sam. You know, I mean, there's some other headlines that go with it. Reuters, the tax man cometh for crypto traders. Judge OK's IRS demand for Circle. Then you got Forbes saying IRS gets court approval for cryptocurrency summons for Circle Poloniex customers. Never heard of that one, but probably just another one like that. I thought the Kraken was kind of an interesting name there. You know, I don't know for sure what else to add except... you know, I guess they always said, what, nothing is for sure except for death and taxes. You know, I guess that would fit here, huh?
Sad tale to tell, it's all true. And here's the problem. You know what? When the government asks taxpayers on their IRS forms if you have bought, sold, traded, anyway, they have all these words to you. Remember, Brian, you got to sign under the penalty of perjury, right?
Yeah. Well, the chickens come home to roost, as Kurt said. You know, they're not going to let people, you know, just, well, they might be able to, there might be some inside trading at the top ranks, you know, the politicians and those that get inside, but the common person is going to have to pay the...
You're saying that Hillary can trade in cryptocurrency and it's no problem, and even if they catch her red-handed, she'll just be like, you know, I didn't realize that wasn't allowed. I thought that it was
right.
Cool. No harm, no foul for the Hillary, right?
That's right. It's a double standard.
I had my own private cryptocurrency server in my basement there, and no problem.
Right. It's those machines are turning. We're digging. We're mining. See, that's the key right there.
We're cryptoing. We're mining. We're currencying, buddy. All right. So, Brian, what's the update on gold and silver right now? Then let's get a honest money update, shall we? Is there gold?
Well, your paper gold price today is at $1,750. $1,750.
Even, huh? And silver?
Yeah. And your silver is $2,552.
It's up a teeny bit, right?
Yeah, you're up 27 in gold, 75 cents on the silver. So it's kind of hovering in that market right now.
Gold, $1,750. Silver, $2,552. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-7000. 2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, gold is at $750 even. Silver at $25.52. We got to get the rhodium for Kurt, Brian.
$1,750.
All right, say that again, Brian.
$1,750. Now, I think you mentioned it was $750. So at that price, no, people are diving in today.
Amen. $1,750, ladies and gentlemen. If I misspoke, yep. Sorry about that. $1,750. And so what is rhodium looking at?
Yeah. Kurt's rhodium's up, let's see, $28,500.
Up
Kurt,
the way.
Your garage full is just rocking, buddy.
That's right. Got to get a bigger garage.
He's mining. Mining a little bit. From what I understand, you pour a little honey in the coffers there, and you mine that stuff, and look what happens. Liquid gold, and then you become that. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So you got honey, and then you freeze dry that stuff, and then you got liquid gold. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, man, that's how it all works. The bees. The Lord creates the bees. The bees create the honey. Kurt creates the gold out of the honey. All right, there you go. By the way, though,
that's
some
right.
of that honey is called gold, isn't it, Kurt? Isn't there a gold term for some of that honey?
That's right. The South Dakota gold has been our... all-time favorite, you know, for a long time.
I bring that up because I've been eating some of that stuff, and man, it is liquid honey, liquid gold. I'm telling you, this stuff is delicious. If you want to learn more, get more honey delivered directly to your door, get a hold of Kurt. You can do so in many ways. LocalHoneyMan.com is the way on the internet, LocalHoneyMan.com, where you can text or call. He can do the old-fashioned or the new style. He's capable of both. 801-669-2211. If you want to do the email, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com. Local raw honey delivered directly to your door. Tastes phenomenal. All right, moving on. There's so much to discuss with this cryptocurrency thing, Brian. I just find that interesting. Now these people are all going to be hunted down. So they're going to take 2016 through 2020. Anybody who's done more than $20,000 of, quote, transactions is kind of the target right now. Interestingly enough, over a four-year period of time, that brings you down to about $5,000 per kind of yearly whatever it used to be, under $10,000 any transaction, you didn't have to report. But if it got above that, then you had to fill out a piece of paper. Now they're dropping that number in the digital currency world. It's $5,000 or $20,000 in a four-year period of time. It's not even per transaction now. They're pooling all the transactions into a, I don't know what you call it, a financial window? This is very strange in terms of the reporting requirements being changed literally on the fly without oversight from Congress, Brian.
Yeah, you know, it's what we see, I guess, from that side all the time. I guess, you know, the rules change to benefit whatever their agenda is going to be. And so, you know, I kind of look at also another factor is, you know, people going in to get cash at their bank. I have people that say, oh, yeah, I used to be able to get just under 10. I could get 10,000 or so. And now I'm down to 8. Now I've had people in now, they only let them pull out about $800. That's all they can pull out. So, you know, they change the parameters to kind of work in their favor or whatever they
need
to do.
Hold on a minute. You're saying if I do more than $800, now I got to report?
Well, it's not so much and there could be some reporting there, but it's basically, if it's kind of like these people in Venezuela and so on, they're waiting in line to get a little bit of their money out, a little.
Well, it's kind of like the banks are controlling. I have people that want to buy metal and so on, and they want to, you know, do it, you know, in cash, and they have, I know one guy that he's got, you know, maybe 100,000 maybe in there, so on, and they're only allowing him in one of his accounts. He's going to close these accounts because he's fed up, but he goes in, and at one point he could pull out 10,000, then 5, 3, now he's down to 800. So they're almost pushing him away because he can't, you know, accomplish what he wants to accomplish with his money. So a lot of control that way as well. Just like,
hold on a minute. Sure, is it illegal? Is it illegal if he wants to pull out his money and he can't pull out his money in any way? Isn't that illegal?
Well,
whose money is it? His
I
or
think
theirs?
He could close his account. He could probably close his account and say, yeah, you're not, you know, it's not helping me to be in your bank because you don't, you know, and a lot of those things, you know, I used to get $3,000. Now I'm down to $800. What the heck's that? You know, I've got $100,000 in there, whatever. So that's the problem that he's facing, and others. I've heard others, the same kind of scenario. So,
Kurt, do you want to discuss this now, this idea that you're not going to be able to pull your money out and stuff like that? Eventually, at some point, you go, they're going to force us all to mistrust the system. I don't know if you've heard yesterday's broadcast talking about the Ammon Bundy situation, but they're literally going to force us to not trust them to the point where we're just going to have to completely live off the grid. You can't get your money out of your own bank. It's your money. You can't do this. You can't do that. You got to have a mask on to do this. You got to have this on to do that. You got to... And the companies are getting out of control. The mask mandate's about to be lifted in the state of Utah. It's, what, the 7th today? Or no, the 8th today? And they say that it's supposed to expire on the 11th, so 3 days more. But I talked to companies about it, and I talked to Harmons and many other companies. They're just like, look, we're a private company. We're going to mandate masks. We don't care what the law says. We, as a private company on our private property, can do what they want, what we want to do. And you know what? I have to agree they can. But we're living in a very strange world where, whether it's your money, your rights, your ability to travel, your right to keep and bear arms, everything is under assault by your government, Kurt.
Well, I guess a situation normal, all fouled up, would be, the situation here. Snafu, as usual. But as to your money being, quote, your money, I mean, we know what the money says on it. We know, of course, you're probably, like that guy Brian was talking about, he's probably going to misuse it. I mean, he may have been thinking he'd just go buy some silver or gold with his money, and the government's just going to protect him, you know, and make sure that he doesn't make a mistake with his money. You know what I mean, Sam? I mean, they've probably been watching his transactions, thinking he's a little less than careful about that, you know? And so
amen to that.
Just protecting him.
That's right.
Well, the government who's protected them should be looking at Facebook, Brian, because Facebook, as far as I understand, got hacked and got a breach. They lost, listen to me carefully, they lost 500 million people's information.
How convenient.
And now the names, the phone numbers, the birth dates, the emails, the everything, all leaked, and they're not sure who's got what, and they're so sorry, and well, there you go. And so they're literally locking you and I down. You know, don't. On one hand, they say, hey, you know, due to the financial laws, you got to protect this, and due to the health laws, you got to do that, and that. But yet, every bit of your information is leaked everywhere by everybody. And the only answer they give when they're done abusing you, forcing you to turn over all that information, and then leaking it or getting, you know, hacked or breached, then they're like, oh my goodness, we're so sorry. We don't really know who. And now Facebook's not even being candid about who got hacked, so you can't even really hardly find out. Now there's websites out there that claim they can tell you, but they can only tell about 1% of the users goes the real story. So the bottom line is, we live in a world that's just complete betrayal at every level, Brian.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's absolutely crazy, and we've been seeing this coming, what do we do now? I mean, is it civil unrest? Is there civil war coming eventually? They want our guns. They want this. And we're just supposed to trust them. I mean, here's the bottom line. You know, we're supposed to trust each other and respect each other and so on. Well, coming from the top, there's no trust at all. I mean, it's just back and forth and this, and they say this, and they caught here, but that's okay. We're caught here. But if you're caught here, you're going to jail. But here's okay. And you, Ammon Bundy, you can't do this. But Hillary, you can do whatever you want. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And yeah, we're turning into, I guess, what we are, what did President Obama at one point want? He just wanted us to be third world. We're as good as the other third world countries, and that's where we're supposed to be. And, And if you have, you're not better than them, and we're taking your rights, and we're, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous where we're at.
Now, Joe Biden right now, Kurt Crosby just saying, and Hunter Biden just saying, you know, we don't know whose laptop that was, buddy. Don't know if it was mine. Not sure if it was yours. Could have been yours, Kurt. Brian, probably your laptop there. You know, just Sam, it's probably your laptop. I mean, Kurt, you want to respond to that? I mean, it would be laughable if it wasn't so real and so serious.
Yeah.
I mean, Sam, you know, it's just the same. You brought up Hillary earlier on the, you know, emails and stuff. Well, this is just basically the new Hillary is, you know, Biden's son and his family. And, you know, they're just off limits. And, of course, they're, you would maybe want to call them useful idiots, although I don't know. You want to use the term useful there, but anyway, you know, it's just the laptop deal. Well, hey, you know, maybe he's got thousands of them, and they just, he doesn't know where they all are, you know. I mean, it could be, who knows, right, you know. But I will say on a serious note that I appreciate those reporters who, you know, every so often dig in, like the New York Post was one of the first ones, I think, dug into that story. And there's a lot of stuff there, I believe, that ought to be coming out.
Yeah, but you can't trust Hunter. He can't even remember the stripper that he's got a baby with.
Well, you know, he is a traveling man, you know, seemed to be, you know, covered the country, that kind of thing. And it does keep him busy, I think, you know, that kind of thing.
It reminds you of the AC/DC song, lock up your wives, lock up your daughters, because Hunter Biden's coming around. If it's not Hunter, it's Bill. If it's not Bill, it's Jeff. If it's not Jeff, it's, what's that girl's name? Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, what's her name?
Oh, right now,
I can't remember her name right now. She's got a weird name.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, all I'm telling you is
the facilitator, I guess you'd call her.
Yeah, she was.
You know,
But don't worry, though. We're going to keep her in prison forever, and her speedy trial just seems to be elusive. It's kind of like the Scarlet Pimpernel. You can never find the trial, kind of like Ammon Bundy's trials. They just go on forever and ever and ever. Isn't it interesting they call court cases trials and in Scripture when we suffer and we have trials? It seems kind of interesting. But, you know, two different
good point.
Terms for the word, or two different meanings for the word or whatever, but it's kind of eerily strange. Speaking of taxes, grievous to be born is a term I usually see in the Scriptures for that. But, yeah, you know, I mentioned yesterday that Joe Biden is going to work on not only the United States increased taxes on all the wealthy, so Kurt and his big old rhodium, you know, store is going to get busted there. But they're going to raise taxes on the wealthy and on the corporations. And then if you try to leave the country, Brian, Joe Biden has a plan. He's now barking at the international G20 community to say, let's have a minimum tax worldwide. Did you hear about that?
Oh, there you go. No.
It's sort of like a minimum wage law, but you have a minimum tax so that, you know, these evil corporations can't flee to some place where they got lower taxes. I mean, you wouldn't want that kind of thing happening. I mean, it's almost like making a new law that says, hey, everywhere you have to pay a certain price for whatever item it is. You know, you can't go to one store and get it for lower because the government says none of that, you know.
Isn't that communist kind of things where they just tell you where you're going to do, what you're going to do, you're the puppet? Is that where we're at?
Welcome to America.
Sadly, I think the answer to your question is yes, Brian, my friend, that is where we're at. But I can tell you this right now, you can get those silver eagle silver dollars from Brian Rust. How much are they costing right now, $40?
They're sitting around 37.
37, yeah. $37 right, for $1.
Yep.
Get yours today. It's a deal of a lifetime. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Thank you, sir. Kurt, stay there. Thanks, Brian. Godspeed.
You bet.
Sam, Kurt, and
great
Brian,
job,
we
guys.
Declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. But, folks, you've got, I repeat, you've got to get involved. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.